How's everybody this morning?
Good.
Yeah. I just told Sally I do this because it keeps me being called a children. I got a question for you. Is anybody 12? 12? No 12? 10?
My birthday's
8? 7? 6? Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been somewhere and you were lost? Mom or Dad didn't know where you were?
No.
Have you ever tried to be lost?
Why would anybody do that?
You ever hid and Mom didn't know where you were and she was trying to find you?
Yes.
Yeah? There's a story I read around Christmas time about a family that had gone to the mall. And they had a little boy, and he was 8. His name was Matthew. And Mom, Dad, Grandma, and Grandpa, a whole bunch of people, they were all at the mall, and they were doing their Christmas shopping. And they were had gone in and out of stores, and they were trying to keep track of all the kids and everything. And pretty soon they realized Matthew wasn't there. And so they, since there were several of them, they split up and everybody went different directions, looked back to all the stores that they'd been to see if they could find Matthew. And of course, Mom was getting really worried because, you know, Matthew was gone and he was 8. Well, pretty soon here came Grandpa and he had found Matthew, and Matthew had been at the candy store, which was one of the stores they'd been in. And Matthew was just the right height to be looking at all the candy. So he was studying every candy shelf in the store, and he was mesmerized. Matthew didn't know he was lost. He was just looking at the candy. But Mom was frantic. And so she said to Matthew, "Why didn't you stay with us? Where were you?" "I was just looking at the candy, Mom." He wasn't lost. Mom was scared, but Matthew was fine. And in the Bible, there's a story about Jesus being lost. Here's how the Bible story goes. You want to hear it? The Bible story is in Luke, and it talks about Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And every year they went to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. And when Jesus was 12, he's a little older than Matthew, but when he was 12, they had attended the feast and were on their way back to Nazareth. And as you might imagine, they traveled in a big group of people. Lots of families all went, so they traveled together. And so they were traveling back to Nazareth. And they didn't notice that Jesus wasn't with him because there was a lot of kids and they were playing together. And so they assumed that Jesus was with his friends. And the Bible says that at first they didn't miss him because they assumed he was with friends among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up for dinner, now that's a pretty good sign that somebody's missing when you don't show up to eat, right? When he didn't show up for dinner, they started to look for him among their relatives and their friends. And when they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him. 3 days later, they found him. Can you imagine not finding Mom for 3 days? That'd be hard, wouldn't it? You'd be hungry. I'd be hungry too. 3 days later, they discovered him. He was in the church, sitting among the religious teachers, discussing deep questions with them, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. But his parents, Mary and Joseph, they didn't know what to think. So they said to him, "Son, why have you done this? Didn't you know we were frantically searching for you?" And Jesus said, "I wasn't lost. I was right where I was supposed to be. Didn't you know that I must be here in church with my Father?" Jesus wasn't lost. He was just fine. Mary and Joseph, they were scared. They were a little more lost than Jesus was. But you know, sometimes in my life, maybe in your life, I feel lost. I feel lost a lot. And when I feel lost, it's like somebody's out there and I don't know where they're at. And I can't find them. That's when I realize I'm not lost. I have lost Jesus. I've left him somewhere. He might be in the candy store. He might be in church. But when I feel lost, I realize I've lost Jesus from my life. And I must go back and find him. He is right where I left him. He doesn't disappear. If I left him in the candy store, that's where I'm going to find him. If I left him in church, if I left him in my basement, if I left him in my bathroom or my bedroom, he's right there. And all I have to do is go back and find him and ask him to come back. So today I'm going to tell you, if you have any inkling that you might be a little lost, you're not lost. You've just left Jesus somewhere. Go back and find him. Let's have a word of prayer. Our most precious Heavenly Father, sometimes we feel so lost and we know that we've just left you somewhere. Help us to look for you, to ask you to live in our hearts, to stay with us always, to be there to guide us and direct our lives. Lord, we need you so much and you are always there. You are never lost to us, should we seek you. We ask you to guide and direct our every path, Lord. Go with us this week. Be with all those who need you and who love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.